It was a great day to move a house, but with a lot more at stake than just boxes of fragile items, an entire home. Richard Trainer, a Winter Park resident, friend, and realtor for one of the former owners of the Capon House, watched as half of the historic home was loaded onto a barge.
If it works, it works. I think, the engineers know what they're doing.
Moving the house hasn't been easy. The total cost of the project is estimated at $650,000, and the Palaszczuk Museum still needs to raise another $120,000 more. Transporting a roughly 5,000-square-foot home by barge over a lake in two pieces may sound crazy, but historian Christine French, project director of Preservation Capon, says it was the only option.
So this idea seems outrageous at first, but it's really quite practical. For us, the only alternative was to undergo this project or the house would be lost.
After delaying to jack up the sunken wheel, the Capon House finally set sail. It was followed by a flotilla of small boats, jet skis, and kayaks. News helicopters hovered overhead, and even a couple of drones buzzed by snapping pictures. About 20 minutes later, the house came ashore at the Palaszczuk Museum. Debbie Kamansky, executive director of the museum, reflects on the journey.
It always seemed like, we think we can, but we actually did.
The second half of the house should make the crossing later this month. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.